Well, most of the time when I hear the question, what's the average rate of return on real estate investments, that question is typically asked from the perspective of what kind of rate of return can you get as a landlord, as a buy and hold real estate investor on a single family house. And of course, that can also mean what's your average rate of return for apartments, for small apartments, or even larger apartments. And so the average right now is going to be between 7% and 10% return, as in an annual rate of return. Well, I just almost want to slip my wrist if all I'm going to get is 7 to 10% per year. Because in my world, here's the numbers. So I've been investing here in Eastern North Carolina for 15 years in single family houses, and our average profit per deal. Okay. So this is not buy and hold. This is buy and sell. And that's either selling in the multiple listing service or selling on rent to own or lease purchase or to a tenant buyer. All right. So I don't want tenants. I want tenant buyers. I don't want tenants and toilets and the responsibility of the repairs. When we sell on rent to own, the tenant buyer is responsible for the repairs. So with average profits of $64,000, the median price here in our area is $225,000 for a house. So when you take the profit, $64,000 divided by $225,000, that's going to be somewhere between 28 and 30%, right? Well, if you buy and sell it and you do that all within 6 months, that becomes a 56% return on your money investment. By the way, I never use my own money to buy. I always use private lender's money, and I don't mean hard money, private money. So if you'd like to learn more about how you can make 56% annual percentage return ROI on your investment, then come on over to my upcoming live event, Jay Connors Real Estate Investing Cashflow Conference, and you can check it all out at www.jayconner.com/money podcast. And you can see it right here in the video below. I want to see you at the upcoming event and teach you all about real estate investing. You'll even be able to network with private lenders, and you'll see how you can get money regardless of your income, regardless of your experience, and regardless of your credit. See you at the upcoming event, jayconner.com/money podcast.